Урок 31, часть 1. Наш первый диалог – интервью с миллионером. Вот новые слова, которые в нем встречаются.
Overnight.
Всю ночь, неожиданно.
Empire.
Империя.
Affluence.
Богатство, благосостояние.
Budding.
Начинающий.
To daydream.
Видеть сны наяву, мечтать.
Destiny.
Судьба, предназначение.
To destine for, to.
Предназначать для чего-то.
To pave.
Мастить, замащивать, вымостить.
Paved with good intentions.
Вымощенный благими намерениями.
To come true.
Исполниться.
To lure.
Завлекать, соблазнять.
Bankruptcy.
Банкротство.
Slim.
Маленький, незначительный.
Basically.
Прежде всего, главным образом, в основном.
To surge up.
Наполнять, наполняться, охватывать.
Resort.
Прибежище, надежда, утешение.
As a last resort.
В крайнем случае.
Epitome.
Конспект, сокращение, типичный пример воплощения.
Self-made man.
Человек, который сделал себя сам.
Ups and downs.
Взлеты и падения. Прочтите внимательно предложение с новыми словами.
He became a famous man overnight.
В одну ночь он стал известным человеком.
I'm just reading a book about the Roman Empire.
Я как раз читаю книгу о Римской империи.
Everybody admires the affluence of the country.
Все восхищаются благосостоянием страны.
He is a budding artist.
Он начинающий художник.
What are you daydreaming about again?
О чем ты опять мечтаешь?
I don't believe in a destiny.
Я не верю в судьбу.
She was destined for an acting career.
Ей была предназначена актерская карьера.
Hell is paved with good intentions.
Дорога в ад вымощена благими намерениями.
I hope my dreams will soon come true.
Я надеюсь, что мои мечты вскоре исполнятся.
He lured them with the promise of foreign travels.
Он соблазнял их обещанием заграничных путешествий.
Is our company really threatened with bankruptcy?
В самом ли деле нашей фирме грозит банкротство?
My chances of getting the job are slim.
Мои шансы получить эту работу незначительны.
Basically, you must contact him.
Прежде всего, ты должен связаться с ним.
Anger surged up within him.
Его охватила злость.
An operation was the only resort.
Операция была единственной надеждой.
As a last resort, you can buy that model.
В качестве последнего утешения ты можешь купить ту модель.
She is the epitome of a good wife.
Она – воплощение хорошей жены.
He is a self-made man.
Он человек, который сделал себя сам.
Life is full of ups and downs.
Жизнь полна взлетов и падений. Приступим к интервью с американским миллионером.
An interview with Jack Wilby, an American millionaire. Today we're talking to the famous millionaire Jack Wilby, one of the richest men in the world. As you have previously said, Jack, you didn't become a millionaire overnight. It took you nearly 2 decades to build your empire of affluence. Everybody knows your superb restaurants, where some of the most delicious dishes in the world are served. Many of our viewers would like to find out about how your career began and what your road to wealth looked like. Now, after 20 years or so, when you look back at your life, do you think you would do the same things? And what sort of advice would you give to budding capitalists or businessmen? If you want to become a millionaire, there are certain things you have to do. First of all, you must be determined and never think of giving up. As for myself, I was born into a very poor family. My parents had to work very hard from 10 to 12 hours a day just to make ends meet. I could never come to terms with the way they had to live. Most probably, they never thought of changing it. What I remember is that I used to daydream a lot. I couldn't resist the overwhelming impression that I deserved a better life. Some people would call it destiny. Do you mean that you were destined for greatness? That sounds very dramatic, but I think you're right. And your road to success wasn't paved with good intentions only. I mean, you didn't only daydream, but above all, you tried to do as much as possible to make your dreams come true. You started with a small restaurant on the outskirts of Hollywood, and you became the owner of one of the largest chains of restaurants in our country, and probably in the entire world. Yes, that's right, but in the beginning life was very hard. In my first restaurant, I only had one employee who was a close friend of mine and who had agreed to work without pay for 1 month. He was my only employee for the first 6 months. I couldn't afford to employ any more people. I couldn't lure them with the promise of high wages because our income was small and the threat of bankruptcy was becoming more and more realistic. I must tell you that during that time I managed to get a very favorable loan, but the loan was running out very quickly, and so the chance of paying it back was very slim. How did you feel then? Did you feel despair? Yes, basically I felt lonely and helpless, and yes, I felt despair surging up within me. So, what did you decide to do? I decided to sell the restaurant, and as a last resort, I borrowed some more money to buy another restaurant, which was better situated. And then I started a big advertising campaign. And you became a man of success. Now you're the epitome of a self-made man. Everyone knows you. People admire and respect you. You claim you're an honest man and that you have very few or no enemies. It sounds rather strange if a millionaire says that, doesn't it? Well, it depends. By saying that I am an honest man, I mean my hands have always been clean. And the best advice I can give to budding businessmen is, keep trying to succeed. But remember, life has its ups and downs.
Переведите некоторые предложения диалога на русский язык.
You didn't become a millionaire overnight.
Вы не стали миллионером в одну ночь.
It took you nearly two decades to build your empire of affluence.
Вам потребовалось почти два десятилетия, чтобы построить свою империю благосостояния.
And what sort of advice would you give to budding capitalists or businessmen?
И какой совет вы бы дали будущим капиталистам или бизнесменам?
What I remember is that I used to daydream a lot.
Насколько я помню, я много мечтал.
I couldn't resist the overwhelming impression that I deserved a better life. Some people would call it destiny.
Я не мог сопротивляться переполнявшему меня ощущению, что я заслуживаю лучшей жизни. Некоторые люди назвали бы это судьбой.
Do you mean that you were destined for greatness?
Вы хотите сказать, что вашей судьбой было величие?
And your road to success wasn't paved with good intentions only.
И ваша дорога к успеху была вымощена не только благими намерениями.
Above all, you tried to do as much as possible to make your dreams come true.
Прежде всего, вы пытались сделать как можно больше, чтобы ваши мечты сбылись.
I couldn't afford to employ any more people. I couldn't lure them with the promise of high wages, because our income was small and the threat of bankruptcy was becoming more and more realistic.
Я не мог позволить себе нанять больше людей. Я не мог соблазнить их обещаниями высоких заработков, так как наш доход был маленьким, а угроза банкротства становилась все более реальной.
But the loan was running out very quickly, and so the chance of paying it back was very slim.
Но займ расходился очень быстро, таким образом шансы его возврата были ничтожны.
Yes, basically I felt lonely and helpless.
Да, в основном я чувствовал себя одиноким и беспомощным.
I felt despair surging up within me.
Я чувствовал, как меня охватывает отчаяние.
As a last resort, I borrowed some more money to buy another restaurant, which was better situated.
В качестве последней надежды я занял немного больше денег, чтобы купить другой ресторан, который был лучше расположен.
Now you're the epitome of a self-made man.
Теперь вы – воплощение человека, который сделал себя сам.
Keep trying to succeed, but remember, life has its ups and downs.
Старайтесь достигнуть успеха, но помните, что в жизни есть взлеты и падения. Следующее упражнение посвящено страдательному залогу. Переделайте предложение согласно образцу.
It is expected he'll arrive soon. He is expected to arrive soon. They expected he would sign the document as quickly as possible. He was expected to sign the document as quickly as possible. It was believed he had never met her before. He was believed not to have met her before. They say she is a millionaire. She is said to be a millionaire. It is reported they're in prison again. They're reported to be in prison again. It is proved that the committee didn't reveal some facts intentionally. The committee is proved not to have revealed some facts intentionally. The experts say inflation is decreasing. Inflation is said to be decreasing. It was supposed he wouldn't enter the competition. He was supposed not to enter the competition. It was alleged he had stolen the vase. He was alleged to have stolen the vase. It is said the medicine is no good. The medicine is said to be no good. It was felt they were telling lies. They were felt to be telling lies.
В последнем упражнении, которое посвящено страдательному залогу, встречаются словосочетания с предлогами. Переделайте предложение согласно образцу.
They will take care of him. He will be taken care of. They will have to see to the matter. The matter will have to be seen to. They make fun of her at work. She is made fun of at work. We look after the child well. The child is looked after well. They turned to him for assistance. He was turned to for assistance. They have talked about the book many times. The book has been talked about many times. We don't know why we didn't take the least notice of the problem. We don't know why the problem wasn't taken the least notice of. We will deal with the matter soon. The matter will be dealt with soon. They hinted at the problem at the beginning of the discussion. The problem was hinted at the beginning of the discussion. Everybody looks upon him as a remarkable poet. He is looked upon as a remarkable poet. I only had one employee.
Урок 31, часть 2. Прочитайте новые слова, которые встречаются в диалоге этой части урока.
To slim down.
Сокращать, уменьшать.
Personnel.
Персонал.
To turn down.
Отбросить.
Credentials.
Рекомендации.
To live up to.
Выполнить, быть достойным, удовлетворить.
Searching.
Любознательный, любопытный, каверзный.
Background.
Происхождение, прошлое.
At ease.
Расслабленный.
Trustworthy.
Заслуживающий доверия.
Dotted.
Разбросанный, рассеянный.
In terms of.
Если речь идет о, с точки зрения.
To stand a good chance of.
Иметь высокие шансы. Прочтите предложение с новыми словами.
They're slimming down now.
Они сейчас проводят сокращение.
How large is their personnel?
Какова численность их персонала?
Why have you been turned down?
Почему тебе отказали?
We can't employ you without any credentials.
Мы не можем нанять вас на работу без всяких рекомендаций.
Nobody can live up to his expectations.
Никто не может удовлетворить его ожиданиям.
The examiner asked searching questions.
Экзаменатор задавал каверзные вопросы.
I don't know your background.
Я не знаю твоего прошлого.
After what he said, everybody was at ease.
После того, что он сказал, все расслабились.
In terms of food products, we are the best company in our region.
Если речь идет о продуктах питания, мы лучшая фирма в нашем районе.
They have their agencies dotted all over the world.
У них есть агентства, разбросанные по всему миру.
I stand a good chance of being promoted this year.
У меня высокие шансы на продвижение в этом году. Прочтите новый диалог.
Jenny and Robert are talking about Robert's attempts to find a new job. Robert, when were you made redundant? Oh, about 6 months ago, the company I was working for decided to slim down the company's personnel. So, I guess you've been looking for a new job since then. Of course I have. But I've been turned down every time. Why? I can't believe it. You have excellent credentials. That's right, but most of the employers I have talked to claimed they weren't seeking top specialists because they didn't know how they could live up to my financial expectations. Anyway, yesterday I went for an interview. What was it like? They asked me many searching questions about my background. I was very nervous, but the interviewers were very friendly, so I was soon put at ease. Do you think you'll get the job? Well, I don't know. They're regarded as being a reliable company which is expanding rapidly. Yesterday they told me they were seeking trustworthy and responsible employees to send to their offices dotted about the country. And the position we were talking about seems to be interesting, particularly in terms of salary. I think I stand a good chance of getting it. I hope you'll get it. So do I. Thanks.
Переведите предложение диалога на русский язык.
The company I was working for decided to slim down the company's personnel.
Фирма, в которой я работал, решила сократить персонал предприятия.
But I've been turned down every time.
Но мне каждый раз отказывали.
You have excellent credentials.
У тебя великолепные рекомендации.
They didn't know how they could live up to my financial expectations.
Они не знали, как удовлетворить мои финансовые ожидания.
They asked me many searching questions about my background.
Они задали мне много каверзных вопросов о моем прошлом.
I was soon put at ease.
Вскоре я расслабился.
Yesterday they told me they were seeking trustworthy and responsible employees to send to their offices dotted about the country.
Вчера мне сказали, что они ищут заслуживающих доверия и ответственных работников, чтобы направить их в офисы, разбросанные по стране.
And the position we were talking about seems to be interesting, particularly in terms of salary.
И должность, о которой мы говорили, кажется особенно привлекательной с точки зрения зарплаты.
I think I stand a good chance of getting it.
Я думаю, что у меня есть хороший шанс получить ее. Переведите предложение на английский язык. Сейчас нет необходимости в сокращении персонала.
There's no need to slim down the personnel now.
Он все время мечтает.
He keeps daydreaming.
Все проекты были отклонены.
All the projects have been turned down.
Он партнер, заслуживающий доверия.
He is a trustworthy partner.
Их офисы разбросаны по всему миру.
Their offices are dotted all over the world.
У меня хорошие шансы быть представленным на должность директора этой корпорации.
I stand a good chance of being appointed the director of this corporation.
Как ты привлечешь больше людей?
How will you lure more people?
Я не могу оправдать его ожиданий.
I can't live up to his expectations.
Их банкротство неизбежно.
Their bankruptcy is inevitable.
В фонетической части поупражняемся с разными вариантами произношения окончания
O-U-G-H. Uff, tough, rough, enough. Thought, thought, bought, fought, ought. Plow, plow, row. Thorough, though, cough, cough, through, through.
Поупражняемся теперь с этими словами в предложениях.
He oughtn't to look through the door hole. Yesterday he fought a lot and now he is coughing. Enough is enough. What he brought with him looked like a plow. He bought tough meat.